never gonna get these useless lights untangled.
Those lights aren't useless, Sabrina. They probably grew up underprivileged and never got a decent education.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Is everyone feeling jolly?
Oh, I'm just gonna chop them up into little pieces and leave them in a suitcase by the highway.
I'm going to broaden my definition of jolly and take that as a yes.
Well, the lawn is fully decorated and awash in lights. I even put red noses on the flamingos.
That is a pretty stupid outfit.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
So it's true. Taste does skip a generation.
Sabrina, why are you wearing the candy cane outfit that I got for you?
Self-respect? Oh, that's it! I'm giving these lights the finger. There.
Oh, Sabrina, you didn't have to use magic. The point of Christmas isn't to have things perfect, it's to spend time with your family.
And frustration and cursing are just part of the joy.
Uh-oh, circuit overload.
Uh-huh, who's the stupid one now?
Still you.
Want to play some reindeer games?
Look, the new 99 snowboards are sleeker, sturdier, and faster than ever.
We know you want a snowboard, Salem.
And the threatening letters are not helping your case.
Love this line. Makes a perfect Christmas gift. Man, that's good writing.
Wasn't the lawn, the roof, the living room enough? I mean, does our garbage disposal really have to be festive?
Sabrina, you are a regular Charlie I Hate Christmas this year. What gives?
I like Christmas. It's the constant need for family fun that's bringing me down.
Come on, get in the spirit. Look at all those lights up there. People are in the holiday spirit all over the world.
Look, there's our house, the brightest one of all. I knew the all-neon nativity scene would put us over the top.
Unfortunately, truckers keep stopping here for gas. It's an invitation to a Christmas Eve party. Wow, it's at the Cauldron, the hippest, most exclusive club in the other realm.
But Christmas Eve is the night we have our family dinner.
And that differs from every other night. How?
We use the good china.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is my mom. She came all the way from Terre Haute to spend Christmas with me. And in honor of her visit, I'm canceling all tests today.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, if you're into hyperbole.
What's wrong? Why is everyone so darn happy?
Well, my mom's morning sickness is over, which means we'll be allowed to have gravy at Christmas.
Ooh, the whole family sitting around the table, slurping up thickened turkey drippings, that sure says Christmas to me.
I know.
Hey, and guess what? My aunt has hired me at her boutique, and so far, I don't stink.
Ever heard of nepotism?
Geez, Sabrina, you're being a real Charlie Downer.
And this'll cheer you up. Fred Exley just invited us to his Christmas party.
I could use a night away from my aunts. We must have done everything Christmassy by now.
But you promised us that tonight you'd come a-caroling.
But I'd really rather go out partying.
But you promised.
Fine, I'll go don my gay apparel.
Is it just me, or have we been stringing popcorn for hours and getting nowhere?
Salem.
I'm only eating the popcorn because it helps me get the string down.
Well, what song shall we start with?
Anything dirge-like.
Tis the season to be jolly.
La 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 la. Ah! What are you guys doing here?
This is where the party is.
We all came outside to make fun of the carolers, but now that we see it's you, help me out here, Valerie.
They're making snowballs out back. Run.
We'll try and hold them off. We'll tell them you're leopards. Go.
The party? What fun!
I bet they've got wassail.
No, we don't have time. I have to get to reconstructive surgery.
You know what? I don't think she's getting any better.
We've just got to double our efforts.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe on the way, you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Christmas Eve, everyone is out. Time to see if there's a snowboard for Salem. This could be it. Great, no snowboard.
Huh? But that's kind of snowboardy shaped. Hurry! We've been terrorized by the unwrapping bandit. I must go call the police.
Salem unwrap his presents again?
You expected this year to be different?
Wasn't that genius? The music, the costumes, the spectacle, it was sublime. Didn't you think so, Sabrina?
Maybe I'm a little too old for Rugrats on Ice.
Triple our efforts?
I vote for giving up.
What's this?
Some delivery guy from the other realm dropped it off. I didn't pay much attention because it had nothing to do with things that go fast in snow.
Yo, what's up? There's a Christmas Eve party in the other realm. There's some cool party people who are at the helm. You're sitting in the house and it's already started. You was invited, girl. Why ain't you the party?
Pace.
Oh, man. The other realm Christmas Eve party. If only I could get a little downtime from my aunts. But I know they'll say no.
Yes.
Really?
Rita, we've done everything we can think of to put you in the holiday spirit. If you don't want to eat Christmas Eve dinner with us, then you should go.
She could have said goodbye.
This is a private party.
I'm Sabrina Spellman. I was invited.
Really? I don't see your name on this list. Trying to zap our name on this list, are we? You are so bridge and tunnel. Take her away.
Wait, I invited her.
You invited her? Well, Harrison, if you say she's cool.
She's very cool. It's your job to know who's cool.
I'm sorry, Sabrina, I didn't mean to. I mean, I thought that, if only I had, I mean...
I'm Harrison. I organize the exclusive theme parties here at the Cauldron Club.
Oh, I love this place. Finally, no red and green.
You're exactly the kind of person we wanted at this party.
Wait a minute, this isn't about selling Herbalife, is it?
No, you're here because you hate all that family Christmas stuff. And so does everyone else we invited.
Well, I don't hate it all. Presents are nice.
Here, take a shot.
Oh, I got him right in the eye.
When you hit the other eye, it actually bleeds. How about that?
Reindeer pinata?
Oh, my spine! Come on, Sabrina! No, stop
it! Oh, that just seems wrong.
I knew you'd like it. Come over here. It's a satellite feed of families in the mortal realm celebrating Christmas Eve at this very moment. It's priceless stuff.
I'm really not into all this. I mean... You know, not all traditions are bad. For example, I like the tradition of not doing this stuff.
Look at these two broads. Have you ever seen anything more pathetic? Let's make it more pathetic.
Aunt Hilda, Aunt Zelda.
It's Sabrina.
She's come home for Christmas.
Oh, it's just the wind.
Those are my aunts. And none of you are worthy to gaze upon them, you hipper-than-thou, tragically trendy, irony-addicted, snide-smirking, jaded jerks. Give me that!
I'm not the remote. You're not nearly as cool as I thought you were.
Well, I consider that a huge compliment. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to my pathetic Christmas.
How could you let Sabrina in here? Your job is to keep the uncool people out.
That's what you said. And then I thought... And then... Oh.
And Hilda and Zelda, I finally decided after all that. What happened to all the decorations? And your holiday dinner?
Holiday? What holiday?
Christmas?
Christmas? What's Christmas?
I get it. You guys zapped away all the decorations to make a point. Okay, I've learned my lesson. Now, let's go have our traditional Christmas Eve dinner and watch It's a Wonderful Life.
What is that? One of those new teen slasher movies?
Sabrina, you can stay up late and watch TV. It's a school night.
But tomorrow's December 25th.
I know, the start of midterms.
Oh, man, you guys aren't joking, are you? Come on, Christmas, Santa Claus, reindeer, little drummer boys.
If you're trying to convince us that you have a fever, it's not working. Most delusions are more coherent.
I admit we could all use a break, but luckily summer vacation is only 7 months away.
And you need your rest. Good night, Sabrina.
Good night. And Merry Christmas.
Christmas?
Do you think she's spending too much time on the internet?
Sabrina, what happened to Christmas?
Salem, you remember?
Whatever spell you've enacted doesn't affect witch familiars.
I enacted?
I'm guessing you must have done something at that party in the other realm.
All I did was turn off the TV and storm out.
That wouldn't do anything. Unless you used the remote and hit the erase button.
I did use the remote, and I might have hit erase.
Oh, no! It's gone! You've erased Christmas! It was my favorite gift-getting holiday.
Wait a minute. We're jumping to conclusions. I mean, maybe I didn't erase Christmas for the whole world. Let's check. Do you think maybe in a minute the lights will go on and the whole world will yell, gotcha?
Sabrina, if you don't reverse the spell in 24 hours, Christmas will be erased permanently.
How do you know that?
Years ago, I was at a party in the other realm, and I erased Bobunk.
I've never heard of it.
That's my point! I did figure out how to reverse the spell, and Bobunk was gone forever. Ah, the days of Bobunk.
Salem, I've got to find a way to bring the spirit of Christmas back. Maybe if I start doing Christmassy things, people will start to remember.
That didn't work with Bobunk.
Stop saying Bobunk! Merry Christmas!
Oh, bad again. I'm sorry, I'm not up on the current hip lingo.
I made you breakfast. We've got delicious Christmas food. Here, some eggnog, candy cane. Give it a try.
Oh, that is disgusting. Who ever heard of drinking an egg?
Ah, oh, boy, I think I chipped my tooth.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Feliz Navidad. Merry December 25th, everyone. Hey, guys. There you go.
What's this for?
It's December 25th, a day to celebrate and feel merry, right?
Are you kidding me? My aunt just fired me from her store. She said it's her slow time of the year. Now what am I going to do for money? Thanks, Sabrina. Hey, I'll sell you this for $5.
No, thanks. My allowance got cut because my dad's exterminating business isn't doing well. Nobody has parties this time of year, so people don't care if their homes are riddled with insects.
Oh, Miss Quick, I got you a present.
Don't try and butter me up, Sabrina. We're having that midterm today. It'll do my heart good to watch the weaker brains explode in a fleshy, fiery eruption.
Miss Quick, this isn't like you.
Oh, you try working September to June without a break.
I miss my family.
Would a tie cheer you up?
Silent night, holy night.
Sabrina, stop that. We need complete silence.
Well, that's why I thought Silent Night would be appropriate.
Never heard of that song.
Is it on the new Celine Dion album? Please be quiet and get back to your tests.
Pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, ra-pa-bum-bum,
ra-pa-bum-bum.
I will not tolerate vulgarity in this room.
Chestnuts roasting.
Miss Potty Mouth, detention.
Open up, we want lunch. In the name of all that is greasy and deep fried, open this door.
Ah, if Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol doesn't jog people's memories, nothing will.
Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge, I'm your partner, Jacob Marley. You'll be visited by three ghosts.
See, this is because she's hungry.
Why would somebody cut down a perfectly good tree and bring it indoors?
Bah! Humbug!
Please go away.
God bless us, everyone.
Sabrina, I'm afraid you're suspended until the proper mental health professionals have been contacted.
But no one's had their Christmas goose. Anybody want to sit on my lap? It can bring back a beloved holiday. Hey, little girl, want to sit on my lap? You can tell me all the presents you want. Come on, sit on my lap. Come on, how could it hurt? Sit on my lap. I said, sit on my freaking lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Mommy!
Oh, I can explain. See, she was... And it's because I... Ugh!
Time's running out. I feel terrible.
You? Did you see the size of that snowboard?
I gotta find someone, anyone in this world who remembers Christmas.
How about Father Christmas?
Is he real?
As real as actual Christmas. I guess right now that's not such a good example. See if he's in the Witch Pink Pages.
He's listed.
You're lucky. There was no Father Bobunk.
Father Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sabrina Spellman, the girl who erased Christmas. Please don't be mad.
Oh, mad, my dear girl. Thanks to you, we're having our very first real family vacation. My wife, Munsey Christmas, and the little tykes, our grandchildren, Binky, Bunny, Boopsy, Winnie, Minnie, Mopsy, and Fred.
Isn't Christmas important?
But so is spending time with your family, eh? Look how many fish I've caught. After a time, one does get used to the smell.
Couldn't you help me get Christmas back? I mean, as a favor? I didn't want to mention this, but my country did save your butt during World War II.
I'm afraid I can't help you, Sabrina. Only you can undo what you've done.
Thanks anyway.
Mm-hmm. Ta-ta.
And I'd put some sunblock on these pasty kids.
No Christmas, no hope for mankind, and you didn't even bring me a fish?
It's 11 o'clock. Christmas is almost gone for good. Maybe now Arbor Day will come into its own.
We're going to the pharmacy. It's the perfect time of year to wait in a prescription line.
It's snowing really fiercely out there. Conditions are hazardous and life-threatening. Pick me up an outrageous bar, okay?
That's right. It's really coming down out there.
Well, I suppose I can wait another day to get my face cream. No comments from the peanut gallery.
Honey, are you okay? We've been worried about you.
I've just been realizing that there are some things you don't miss until they're gone.
Like a snowboard.
Hey!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Someone's gonna end up crying.
Probably me. Uh-oh.
I'm starving.
Unless one of the kitchen makes the sandwiches. You're last! No, you're last!
Let's ask the judges. You're both last.
Fine, Aunt Hilda and I'll both make the sandwiches.
I'll take tuna.
Still hungry.
Fine. You guys clean up and I'll make the sandwiches.
Done.
Thanks. Now you guys go wait in the dining room.
You know what? I'm glad we got snowed in.
Me too.
I'm pretty sure I ruptured something, but yeah, it was fun.
You know, Salem, Father Christmas was right. All the hoopla of Christmas isn't as important as spending time with your family.
Sabrina, you're back.
You decided to spend Christmas Eve with us after all. That's so wonderful.
It's not Christmas Eve. Christmas! You said Christmas! Come on, Salem. The tree, it's here. Oh, and the decorations, they're incredible.
I'm so happy Christmas didn't suffer the fate of Bobunk.
What's Bobunk?
Merry Christmas!
You don't know how happy I am to hear you say that.
We just thought we'd stop by and give you your presents so we could get back to our families. Mom's letting us have coffee, too.
And it's rumored that my parents have branched out from the traditional pajama and underwear gifts.
Why are you smiling so much?
Because Harvey's under the mistletoe.
Anybody want some eggnog?
Me. I love eggnog.
This is great. All the people I love most in the world together under one beautifully overdecorated roof.
Well, I think this calls for a toast.
To family, to friends, to Christmas, it's back and better than ever.
Hey, this one's from Father Christmas.
Oh, Cousin Chris sent you a present. How thoughtful.
We're related to him?
Distantly. You kind of forget about it until he needs money.
Robert E. Lee. Must be a clue to the family secret. I can never get enough of these. Dear Sabrina, thanks for the vacation. Once Christmas returned, I knew you figured out what I was trying to tell you about family. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, joyous Bobunk. Speaking of Bobunk, where's Salem?
Sabrina, stop this crazy thing! Spine!